Oh, good evening, everyone. Really excited to be with you at the start of 2023. And not only are we looking forward to a great year, but I'm excited that our apostle, Dr. Savelle, is coming in May 2023. I'm not sure of the exact venues and locations, but put aside that time in May 2023 to look forward for him coming to Australia. We're also at this time like to tell you we're going to be starting a weekly audio podcast, which we will call, or we are calling, Faith-Filled Moments, that I believe will be a great encouragement to you. It'd be audio, but on a weekly basis to encourage our partners and friends, and whatever subjects that the Lord will put on my heart, I will minister to you. So I'm looking forward to doing that. We're looking forward to being with you. Last year was a great year, but we're looking forward to moving into the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable ever. And that's where we're going. So looking forward to it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word today as we go into 2023, the year of the maximum, Lord. And so we give you praise today. Thank you. Use my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Bless us with your presence, Lord, as our minister. May people's lives be touched and changed in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you're watching with us, we say amen and carry on. So following the year 2022, we had a really good, awesome year. In the midst of chaos and disorder, when the Lord came through to us, and we were blessed in every area. It was a challenging year, but through the end of it, we came through with the Lord bringing us through with a high hand, and I trust that will be the same for you. Chaos and disorder doesn't seem to have gone away, does it? Seems to be just as strong, if not worse, than was before. But Brother Jerry has had a word from the Lord about us going to the maximum, the year of the highest level attainable. And we believe that. And even in the midst of these times and troubles, remember Jesus said, be not afraid, don't be concerned about it, because I have overcome the world, the world system. And so we go through with believing a shift is happening in your lives, in our life, walking into a new season of harvest. And the word that Brother Jerry had was 2023 will be the year of the maximum, the year of the highest level attainable. And I want to encourage you, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says this, that we're in the second half, believe in the Lord thy God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. We have done this every year, and we use that as a foundation. Our apostle has spoken. Our man of God has spoken. We take hold of it. And it's what he says in 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let me read it to you. We having the same spirit of faith according to as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. We speak words of encouragement, of life, of blessing, of increase. And we fill the atmosphere with the word of faith, the word of God that has come through our apostle. But also remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. And death and life come through the tongue, so what are we speaking? But I've discovered something as I began to study is that even though chaos and disorder is in the world, the devil overplays his hand and starts us to try and think about nothing but the negative, the negative, the negative. And it comes a point in time where you make a choice. Am I going to allow myself to be pulled down, or am I going to reverse that around and say, no, no more, Satan, you're not doing this to me. And you may think, well, how can the positive come out of that negative? I want to show you from Scripture. This story occurs in 1 Samuel 1, verse 1 through 20. And I'm going to paraphrase because this is something that happened in Hannah's life. Let me give the background. Hannah was one of the wives of the gentleman's name was Elkanah. Elkanah had Hannah, his wife, who was unfruitful. It was his favorite wife, but he had another wife, Peninnah, who was his wife, who had many children for him. Hannah was his favorite. And so when they gave out the distribution of the food and goods and things, he provided for his family and their children, Peninnah. But with Hannah, he gave her a double portion. And this, it would appear from Scripture, made this lady a bit jealous of Hannah's favor, even though she was barren. Echaniah didn't worry about her being barren. She was his favorite. And what happened is Benaiah was jealous and started to speak negatively about her barrenness and that she wasn't a woman, or whatever words you want to say. And first of all, it really disturbed Hannah. And it began then to get to her. But it got to a point where scripture shows that she became awakened. What does that mean? She became uncomfortable, dissatisfied, and discontent with the things as they were. And she began to cry out to God. She began to realize there was more for her than this, that she was created more than just being a friend of her husband, if you like. And she said, no, there's more for thee. And she began to cry out to the Lord. And she looked past all the good things she had, but she said, I desire now, I desire that child. I want to say to you tonight that maybe you're watching me and maybe saying, Ian, listen, I desire more, I want more. And suddenly you think all the negativity that's coming against you, turn it around and say, I was born for more. And I wrote this, there's a cry from the spirit of every true believer for a life higher than we've been experiencing. In 2023, we're going to go to that maximum level. I believe we will reach the maximum level. And here's a phrase that I've put into this. We will have a maximum impact in society, in our family, in our life. Somebody, maybe you're watching now, want more out of life than you've been getting. Now's the time to step up to the maximum. Last week, I think I said it was in the podcast or my last one last year, I said, you are a success going somewhere to happen, to succeed. That's what you've got to do. You can stick your finger in the devil's face and say, hey, no, I'm a force to be reckoned with. I am a success. There is more in life for me than you would want me to have, Satan. And that's the whole mission, if you like, of the Fold Five Ministry, Fold Ministry. And for you and I to listen to our apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit, they are to take us to that next level. They are to take us into a place of increase, absolute increase, church. Come on now. Let me read Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's my job. That's Brother Jerry's job. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to bring us to a place where we're experiencing the maximum, where we're living in the maximum, where we're seeing our lives have maximum impact. You know, I looked up as well as the word maximum. It means greatest in quantity, highest in degree attainable. That's what we want, the most or the best. I don't know about you, but that's the life that I want to live, that I believe that Christ came and died for us, that we may live that life as well, amen? That life, abundant life, great God kind of life. So what's my job? To bring every child of God, if you like, into a place where they're not just to teach them about heaven or get them saved, but get them to a place where they are living their lives at a maximum level, making maximum impact for the kingdom of God. When I was studying, I came across this description of living that maximum Christian life by a pastor, Sisney from America, and I give him credit for it. Says, living the Christian life at the highest degree attainable, experiencing and manifesting the best, the highest, and the greatest, and affecting and influencing others with the force of maximum life. Isn't that wonderful? Living life to the maximum means that we're living a Christian life where we're impacting all those around us. Amen. And the outcome for Hannah was that she had a baby and that baby became Samuel the prophet. Amen. And I want to encourage you tonight. I don't want you to settle for second best. I don't want you to settle for something below the maximum. I want you to settle for going to where God's got for you in this success journey in 2023. In fact, you may say, but Ian, every area, but some areas are impossible. No, nothing is impossible. We only have to believe that the God of the impossible will break through for us. finance, health, family, in every area of your life. I believe that you will break through and become everything that God's got for you. But how? Through faith. We always come back to faith because faith makes things happen. It makes what seems impossible possible. Faith pulls what, and this is from Brother Jerry, faith pulls what can be into what is. We want to live our life in the what is, into today. This is what we want to happen to you. In fact, just like the lady who came and touched the hem of his garment, where Jesus turned to her in Matthew 9:22, and he said, your faith has made you whole. Well, our faith is going to take us to a level of the maximum. We're going to have it happening in this time. It's not impossible to take faith in God, an unshakable trust in God and his word, to bring it to pass. So I want to say to you again, this is your year for the maximum, your year of the highest level attainable. Start declaring it, start believing it, as you declare it, we'll charge the atmosphere with the faith that will bring it to pass. I believe, as Brother Jerry does, and I quote from him, he believes God is turning things around, making things right in your life. Your harvest is on the way. That's our job. Jas and I's job is to encourage and to bless and to uplift and do it every time we preach. So we love you to come visit us in our new offices in Robina. It'd be really great. The details will come up on your screen. And but I'd also like to encourage you before I close in prayer, and you're going to have a wonderful night's sleep, thinking about moving into the maximum and having a maximum impact, is that I'd encourage you to get Brother Jerry's teaching for the month of January 2023. He particularly talks about, and it's called Financial Inversion in the Last Days. He starts talking about the financial maximum turnaround in your life. He has some wonderful words of wisdom and encouragement to help you. And I'd really encourage you tonight myself to listen to the word, contact the office, get hold of this message, financial inversion in the last days. So I'm going to pray for you. I believe that the word will impact you. Maximum impact from the word of God. Maximum impact in every area of your life. The year of the maximum. The highest level attainable. So, Father, I thank you as we all go to bed tonight, that you, Lord, will minister continually to the hearts of people, knowing that there are places they can go and where you want to take them to a place of the maximum in every area of their life. And we give you praise, Lord. And if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, please contact us. We'd love to lead you on a path to the Master. But it's very simple. I believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that he came to give you life and life more abundantly. He gave his life for you that you may live eternally. His death took you out of your death into eternal life. It's all a confession of your mouth and a belief in your heart. So we love you. Thanks so much for listening. Bless. We love you. May his face shine upon you. Sleep well, and I'll catch you in a while's time. God bless. Bye.